Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean.
Come on.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good
morning. Morning. Praise the Lord. It's a beautiful day this morning. Hallelujah. How wonderful it is to wake up saying, thank you, God, for this change. Hallelujah. For this change, even from the night today. So as it was symbolized, and going from night to day. And last night we laid that hoping and expecting. So he made this day a reality. Many of our lives, we laid down our lives. Hallelujah. That God may raise us up in the beauty of this day. We thank God that this morning for his mercy, for his grace, for his awesomeness. Thank you, Jesus. His awesomeness that we beheld, and even though a lot of people, they fail to realize, when you can wake up in the morning, it is a blessing to thank God for his creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stop looking at so much what the have-nots or I wish I had, but thank him for what I have. Thank you. And that is a relationship with him. Hallelujah. A relationship. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. If you get out of the way, he can change. I like that song there. A wonderful change has come over me. A wonderful change. Oh, we thank God. We thank God. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, Father. Thank you for your goodness. We sure thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, that you allowed us to even come to you in prayer. We count that as a privilege to have a relationship with you. Oh, Father God, to feel your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. As it rests, rule, and abide with us, Father God. We count it as a blessing. Oh, Father God, we receive your promise that the Comforter, you will send a Comforter. Oh, Father God, we are so thankful that you allowed us to be made partakers of your Spirit. I want to tell you that we do love you. We ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. We ask, Father, you give us this day our daily bread, Father God. Bless whom you will. Father, we ask that you set free whom you will. Bless hearts to be fertile ground this morning. Bless those who open up their heart and receive what you have for them today. Oh, Father, God, bless us as we carefully, oh, Father, teach that word in Jesus' name. I want to tell you that we do love you. Thank you for the opportunity that you've given us, Father, that we come together and read in our word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. We're going to look at Mark. We're still in Mark, the 10th chapter. Realizing we still have Christ here. Presenting salvation, if you will, to mankind, getting ready. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. See, if I give you a little introduction here, it's his disciples. They were looking at worldly honor, and worldly honor is it's a glittering thing. Christ, his own disciples, they were dazzled by that, you know. But our care must be that we may have wisdom and grace to know how to suffer with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what he was trying to get them to focus on. But they're looking at how position. Hallelujah. 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 But be careful positions that we do desire. That must be some suffering to go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So be careful what we look at other and desire of another man's gift or another man's position, but know that just be open to God and what he would have you to be. Hallelujah. How about that? Thank you, Jesus. Here in Mark the 10th chapter, 30, we'll start with the 35th verse, and James and John, the son of Zebedee, and come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And said unto them, what would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left in thy glory. Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized will shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. See that we desire a position, but it must be a preparation first to prepare yourself to sit. Oh, you're setting yourself up for suffering, for to be, hallelujah, to reign with him. First, you must suffer, hallelujah, and to be baptized with this baptism. We realize baptism is the submerging of a person under the water and emerging out of. But to be baptized with Christ, hallelujah, to be buried in, hallelujah, buried in a watery grave, symbolizing death, hallelujah. Oh, symbolizing laying down all the troubles, hallelujah. Laying down the sin that so easily beset you, this baptism, hallelujah. The suffering, getting raised, we realize that you're going to be raised to walk in the newness of life, but also you're saying, I will drink of this cup. I will drink of the cup of suffering. Sometimes when the body was sick back in the day, mom would put castor oil on the stove and warm it up. It was a horrible taste. But when sometimes they put a little lemon in it, a little peppermint, something to kill that taste, but whatever was in the body, it would remove it after. It was horrible. Here is the cup of suffering. Hallelujah. Suffering come upon the Christians so much that we have to cry out to God, and God, oh, hallelujah, with his cup become, though it may be a bitter cup. Bitter is sometimes bitter to suffer, but he comes with his sweet Holy Spirit to apply into our lives that helps us with this suffering, hallelujah, that we'll be able to drink of the cup. And he let them know, you shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism I am baptized, which shall you be baptized. But they want to know where they sit on the right hand. But he said, it's not mine to give, but for those it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. It must be a preparation, hallelujah. But I have Luke 12 and 50, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, how I am straight till it be accomplished. We must realize that in this baptism, though it symbolizes, as we are baptized, it symbolizes death, burial, and a resurrection. But baptism is a continual thing. Continually, we should be pulling off things that are displeasing in the sight. Hallelujah. When the adversary try to bring those things to us that we have attempted to lay down, hallelujah, we must resist and continue on in this baptism, because a baptism is essential to our salvation, here to these. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But they was looking at a different way. They were looking for the honor. Hallelujah. Christ is trying to present to them before the honor that must be. There must be before the fame authority, there must be at the taste of his cup. Hallelujah. Or to have his baptism should often be ruined by having our prayers answered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he loves us, and he will only give his people what is good for them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes he has to allow suffering a way that we may better understand. Hallelujah, that we may better listen to him. Hallelujah. And here he was letting them know. Hallelujah. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, ye know that counted to rule over the Gentiles, exercise lordship over them. And their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. Hallelujah. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man come not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life for a ransom. You know, this is the cup. Hallelujah. This is the cup. Denying of oneself, even of the worldly pleasures, but seeking after what God wants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Denying yourself, even a fast. You deny yourself of nourishment that the body need for survival, but you deny that you may hear from our Holy Father, spiritual words. You did the deny mentally and a flesh. In a fast, you go through things. Hallelujah. Denying the body that hallelujah, that you may get a spiritual blessing. Denying the physical. Hallelujah. And it's a mental thing. The mental and physical, you put them under subjection that the spiritual, hallelujah, may grow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The spiritual. Herein, hallelujah. Herein, in this, you must. That's why a lot of times prayers seem like they're at a standstill, seem like have no power. But Jesus told them at one point this kind, why they want to know why they could not deliver some. But he said this kind, talking about fasting and praying. There must be a cup you drink of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can have that authority. But before the authority, there must be a cup of suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this, if you want to walk with the Lord, if you want to commune with the Lord, there must be a denying of oneself. Hallelujah. If you want to exercise lordship, do you realize, hallelujah, that you're offering yourself to be a servant unto them that you're ministering to, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not that they minister unto you, but you're offering of yourself, hallelujah, hallelujah, to let the Lord use you. You're offering of yourself to make sacrifices that the Lord will be pleased, that the Lord can do with you what you will, not your will, but thine will be done. This is what Christ is getting over to them, you know. The greatest, if there be great among you, shall be your minister. It's who, and even more so, whosoever of you will be the chiefest, listen, the chiefest shall be servant of all. So the more, to whom more is given, more is required. Them who he have unfolded the scriptures to, much is required of them because they have heard a very special part of God. And this is what he's unfolding to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we carefully move on to verse 46, and they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind, what a mess, the son of Timothy, sat by the wayside begging. If you look at this, he sat by the wayside begging. It's something about humility. it's something about how God can use a situation to show forth what he so desires for us to be, and what God desires for us to be, no matter what you know of him and how many scriptures he bless you to come into understanding of in the relationship. But it's something about humility. Hallelujah. 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 And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat at the wayside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And can we stop right there? Have mercy on me. Many times of our situation, how we say a short prayer. No matter how long the prayer, but it's the words. Do you mean the words that you're saying to our Lord? Have mercy on me. And then he charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried. The more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. A humble cry of humbleness. I'm in despair right now. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be calmed. And he called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, and he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We realize what some may know this, some may not know it, but you realize all Jesus has already given you, all that you need when he let you exercise your faith. You realize faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But my hope, my faith, my trust is in God, not the understanding or not the situation. And not how, when I say understanding, how we try to understand the problem. in the midst of sometimes it's so much so in the word, in your situation, you have to steal away and pray. You have to steal away and consecrate yourself. You have to steal away and hope, lean, and depend on the Lord. You have to steal away and, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, Jesus, oh, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, I'm in this fix. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even spiritually, if I'm spiritually blind, Lord, have mercy upon me. Even if I'm without understanding of the scriptures, Lord, have mercy on me. Open up unto me, Lord. Hallelujah, that I may see more clearly. Open up, cry unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I realize this was born a mess, but by the wayside, hallelujah, wanting to receive sight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But can we make it personal? What are we blind in? Hallelujah. What we cannot see that others can see. You take a blind man, and he's in a room with everybody else that has sight. Sometimes he has to be led around or feel his way around or use a stick or some other object that he may hold on to, a person that may lead him and guide him. How blessed we would be if we lean upon the Lord and let him be our sight. Let him guide us. Hallelujah. Let him keep us. Hallelujah. Let him be a blessing. It's what he wants to give us is salvation. And salvation is saving us from the very effects of evil. Salvation, he wants this relationship with us. He wants to be intimate with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants not only for you to cry unto him when you feel like you need him, but cry unto him always. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that things are as well as they are with me. Lord, I just didn't want nothing. I just want to tell you thank you. Lord, I just want to tell you I love you. Lord, I just want to tell you thank you for saving me. This is how we spiritually are blessed by the Lord. This is how we pull off, you know, when blind people, you have scales upon their eyes or stigma sometimes get hinders the sight, but God is able to remove those things that causes our sight to be dim. But we have to have the faith that he can do it, like Bartimaeus here. When he heard, hallelujah, that Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, was coming. Hallelujah. When he heard, hallelujah, hallelujah. When do we hear the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. Do we hear the Lord when he tries to, through the Holy Spirit, tries to tell us which way to go? Do we lean and depend on that? Or do we turn aside to our own way? His blind Bartimaeus had no choice but to sit there, hallelujah, and cry out unto the Lord, because he wanted something of the Lord. Hallelujah. He heard, I'm pretty sure he heard that he was a healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm pretty sure he heard that great things that he was doing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should look to him as the promised Messiah. The gracious call of Christ gives us the come to him encourages our hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That if we come to him, we shall have what we come for. You wouldn't ask of someone that you think they couldn't do it. You would go to where you believe your prayer could be answered. If you couldn't get it answered by yourself, you'll look unto those, hallelujah, that you feel like you can get a prayer answered through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even within ourselves, we when we cry out, Lord, have mercy, we recognize that he is Lord and Lordship over our lives. Hallelujah. So we ask that we know that nothing can happen to us unless he allow it. So we're like, oh, just crying unto him, Lord, have mercy. Lord, give me strength. Hallelujah. Lord, maybe it's a test put upon me, but bless me. Give me the things I need to come for that I may come through as pure gold. Help me. Keep me, Lord. Oh, when the ways of the world pressing down upon me and feel like I'm like blind Bartimaeus, Lord, I need some sight from you. Hallelujah. You want the Lord to say, be of good comfort, right? Hallelujah. Oh, what do you want? What do you want from me? What will thou that I should do unto thee? Blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Wouldn't it be a blessing? And Lord said, what you want me to do for you? Look at how Solomon was blessed when he asked, when he was presented with this. He said, that give me, hallelujah, if I'm perfect, give me the wisdom. Lead our people. Hallelujah. Lord, give me the knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That I may be a better blessing for you. That I may, deny myself. Sacrifice. Hallelujah. That I may be a better servant. Hallelujah. This is what it means. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give your life as a ransom. Hallelujah. Though we don't go to Calvary, but God so fixed it that if you're going to reign with him, you must drink this cup of suffering. Hallelujah. Suffering. And it's good to suffer, for the Lord, for the cause of Christ, to hold up the bloodstained banner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It would be good. Hallelujah. If somebody would cry out to you, oh, can you pray for me? Lord, oh, hallelujah. They feel like, it, well, if I could get the brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, ask them for prayer, I'm a little weak and weary, I can't, but I need somebody to hold my hand. I need somebody to help me. Some may say, keep him quiet. Let him hold his peace. Hallelujah. But you cry out even the more, just as blind Bartimaeus did, cry out unto the Lord. Lord, Jesus, our son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And if you're going through, we used to sing a song. We don't sing it that much anymore, but I remember when I was younger, I used to hear them sing, oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Cry out to him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. On me, he said, when I'm in trouble, when I'm in trouble, Hallelujah. How wonderful it is to cry out unto him. When I'm in trouble, before you make the decision to follow, because it's all a choice, cry out unto him when you feel like things are overtaking you. You want to remain in good relationship. Cry out unto the Lord. Lord, have mercy that I may see where I'm blind in this, but Lord, bless my sight. Hey, hallelujah. I know this was a physical thing that blind Bartimaeus wanted. Hallelujah. But, oh, it can be spiritual with us. Bless our sight, oh, Lord, that we make you spiritually see what we have been hindered in, the reason why we keep on making the same mistakes. Lord, remove that I may see the things that cause me to trip up and fall over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless my sight, oh, Lord. Have mercy on me. Cried even to, like David had to do in the 51st number of Psalms, according according to Lord, what I know about you, according to have mercy, hallelujah, tender mercies according to thy loving kindness and tender mercies, have mercy on me, and he will. When you cry out unto him, he will. And you don't have to. You don't have to ask, can I sit here or can I sit there? Can it grant me to do this? By your preparation and the way you live, put you in places with God. It causes you to be a citizen, hallelujah, of heaven by the currency you pay down here, as in working out your own soul salvation as you walk with him daily, as you try to be more holy. God will put you in places, hallelujah. Keep your mind stayed on him, hallelujah. Concentrate on the cup of suffering, hallelujah. And God will reward you even before you cross Jordan, hallelujah. Even now you can be in heavenly places with him. Just try to live for him. You don't have to worry about asking him, can you grant me to sit here or sit there? By the way you live, hallelujah. By the way you commune with God, by the way you show God, Lord, I want you in my life. That will put you in places that your heart desires to be. It's hallelujah, a more closer walk with thee. God bless you. That's what I have today in the name of Jesus. I pray that someone was blessed. Oh, it's time. If someone want to come on in and ask for prayer, or just even say what they got out of the lesson, or even to just add, hallelujah, we pray, hallelujah. God bless us upon you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Serving. Thank you, Jesus. Serving Christ. I hear you, amen. Serving Christ. What a third God in everything we do, whether answering a phone or driving a car or doing housework or running a business, let us work with a smile today, remembering that no matter what we are doing, we are serving God. Oh, that's beautiful. Lord Jesus, I want to serve you. In everything I do, help me as I begin each day to remember this. Serving shows our love for God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I hear you, Aiden. I hear you. Ephesians 6:5-9, obey your earthly masters as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. That's Ephesians 6:6. Serving the Lord. Obeying those that have rule over you, even if they are evil, God will so fix it.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. See, if you step up and try to fight, we always mess it up. But if we just be still and let God work it out. Hey, brother D, God is always on the winning side.
It didn't work it out, baby.
Restore.
Restore.
You know,
my master.
One thing I found out is that when I try to work it out, I found myself to be out of order.
Yes, sir.
I've tried working things out myself. I found myself to be out of. He said that vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord.
That's what it
is. He'll fight my battles for me, didn't he? You know, he'll make my enemies be my footstool. So he said all those things to let me know that I'm out of order if I try to work it out myself. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, I am.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Because, he wants to work it out for us because he's the one that knows all.
He's the one that knows all.
See, we can't see around the corner. But God,
he
created that corner.
he told me that.
That we not have.
That's right. That we can't.
Yes, sir.
He told me that,
yes,
real, because he told me know my thoughts. So you know my thoughts, that means he can see around the corner before I get there.
Come on now. Come on now.
I find myself
always
in error when I try to work it out. You know,
it's
funny you say that, real, because it reminds me of a friend of mine. Told me one time, he said, "Man, D, I thought I had to help God bless me. All I had to do was get myself out the way." He said, "I was hindering myself by trying to help." How do you help the man that owns all, that knows all? How do I help him? He said, "I was hindering myself." And that's how I find when you said that, to work it out, if I just remove self out the way, the Lord will fix it. He'll fix it. I was riding down the highway this morning, and I was listening to a song I sent out to my brothers, and I found it to be so true. It says, God always come out a winner at the finish line. That's why we need to get ourselves out of the way. Don't you want to win? Amen. Don't you want to win? So if I remove self and let God work it out for me, I win.
I win.
I win. He'll fix it.
He's so fixed it that way. When we remove ourselves. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, "I surrender all to Jesus, my blessed Savior."
Yes.
You know, we can't sing it. We can't sing the song, and we're yet trying to hold on to something.
Yeah, hold on. Amen.
See, we sing songs to God. We sing songs to God even before we open up our mouth. What you talking about, Rev? We sing songs to God if we live the love that he gives us. That's a love song to God. If we live the way he wants us to live, if we stand still and watch the salvation of our God, we sing to the Lord. Lord, I believe you're able.
I believe you.
Because I'm just going to hold my peace.
Hold on.
I'm just going to, Lord, I want you to lead me. Lord, I want you to guide me. I'm going to act like slime Bartimaeus right now, and I'm just going to cry unto him. And Lord, Have mercy, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. And when I cry unto him, for his rich, he's rich in mercy. Hallelujah.
He's slow to anger.
Oh, but he have an abundance of grace and mercy that he won allowed it unto us. Restored, hallelujah. Restored by the Master. Restored by the Master. Colossians, hallelujah. Restored by the Master. Hallelujah. Colossians 3. Colossians 3.
Yes.
8 through 17.
Yes,
you have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Colossians 3:10.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus specialized in restoration. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus, God, specializes
in
things that are thought impossible.
Yes.
But I realize I'm a testimony. He can do what no other power can do.
Yes, he
when
can.
They say,
yes, he
when,
can.
When they say we are done for, hallelujah.
Yes.
When they think we are like sheep led to the
yes,
slaughter. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad about it. Oh, but we keep our trust in him, our hope in him, no matter how dark it looks. The Lord, sing a love song to the Lord. I've learned how to lean and depend
on him.
Then you will rejoice in the midst of, in the midst of the storm that you might be in. You can say, boldly, I'm restored. Because my God is able.
even if he don't.
I know he's able.
Thank God,
man.
I know he's able.
He's able.
Yes, Lord Jesus. I know he's able.
God is able to take brown and tears that we shed and turn them into strength for him, for his glory, for his manifestation. Hallelujah. God is able. And he created within us a testimony.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I love you, Lord.
You
heard my cry.
Thank you.
And hit it every groan.
Every groan.
long as I live, I'm able to tell somebody. I've hastened to his throne. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can go to bed at night and I can close my eyes. I hope my trust is in him, that he'll keep me during the night.
Yes, he will.
I'm in his hand. And I trust him. And I love him. I don't have to worry about the schemes that are being planned for my destruction. I believe in God that is able, that Jesus is a restorer. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
And he'll keep me. He'll keep me, even in the time of trouble, shall he hide me. And I'm glad about it.
I'm so glad.
No matter how sin, damage, and dirty, hallelujah, we may be in. There is hope for renewal and restoration. There is hope. The Master, artist, is alive and at work in us. God is the only one.
He's the only one can take your
frown and turn it upside down
into
a smile.
Yes, he can.
God is able to
all your trials and tribulations.
You look. Come on now. He's able. God is able. To do what no other power can do. What other power do you know can make you enjoy that you're going through when you realize that?
Make you enjoy going
glory.
Through. Yeah.
It's
having hard
glory.
Times, real, but I smile.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, how
trials and tribulations, but I'm going to smile.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Him able.
Because strength is on the way.
It's on the way.
I'm so glad that
it's on the way.
Trouble, it don't last always. Yes, Lord, I'm glad. Though it may be dark at night, but morning is on the way. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Morning is on the way. Hallelujah. Well, we realize it is in him. It is in him. That
what a blessing.
Hallelujah. It is. Oh, what a blessing. Yes, sir. Oh,
yes,
what a privilege.
It is. To carry.
Yeah, it is.
Everything.
Come on,
man. Everything.
Everything.
Not something.
Hallelujah.
I don't leave nothing behind.
Come on,
I don't leave that behind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have room for this.
Everything.
He said everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It is carry. And I truly
thank you, Jesus.
Stop by and let them know, Rev, it's truly a privilege It's a privilege,
yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
And to be
yes,
able to
sir.
Carry everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not some
mm-hmm.
things, but everything.
Everything.
Lord,
oh, have
mercy. All my trials and tribulations, all my heartaches and pains, I can carry it all
thank
on
you,
to
Jesus.
Him. And then after I take it to him, Rev, he told me something else he wanted me to do. He said, leave it with me.
Mm-hmm.
He wants
come
to
on
deal
now.
With his
mother. Come on now.
He loves me
yes,
so
sir.
Much, he
yes,
wants me
sir.
To leave all my heartaches and pains with him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, bring your burdens to me. Leave them with me. Don't take them back, son.
Leave, them.
Leave with me.
There you go.
He said, I'm going to deal with them for you. Everything
yes,
to
I mean,
God in prayer.
Yeah.
Ain't he good? Ain't he good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I couldn't say a word. I can tell, man, he's good. If
he's
I know
good.
Nothing else
yes,
in life,
sir.
I can tell, man,
mm-hmm.
he's good. Ain't he good?
Yes, sir.
Because he said everything,
mm-hmm.
not something.
Everything.
Everything. I just love
everything.
The fact that he said everything in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank
everything.
You, Lord. Everything.
Everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm.
To God in prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For your sisters, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, carry everything. Because he's the only one
everything.
That can handle all,
that can handle
all
it.
Our
yeah.
problems. some things we can't even bear to hear from one another, but God can bear it all. Just bring it to him. Take it to him. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He's able to carry it for you. No need for you to try to carry it. But, oh, hallelujah, though even with our cross that we pick up daily and we try to carry it, if we stumble, God will give us strength to stand again, to be able to go along a little while longer, even with our own cross. Hallelujah. He blesses us, gives us strength that we may bear it. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank you, Lord. You allowed us to experience you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Serving Christ and restored by the Master. Thank you, Amy. That beautiful, beautiful scripture you've given us. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful. Oh, from the heart. Hallelujah. Beautiful things you've given us. Oh, that's just like the Lord. Looking at us and blessing our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. We thank God today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you right now.
Thank
him right now. Now thank him while you have a chance.
Ooh-hoo.
Thank him while you have a chance. There's truly going to come a day that man not going to have this opportunity.
Ooh-hoo.
It's coming faster than man think.
Yeah,
it really is. It's coming faster than man think. I wouldn't wait another minute without getting on board. I really wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I would wait another second without
mm-hmm.
extending my hand to the Lord and let him know that I need thee
mm-hmm.
every day and every hour.
Yes, sir. I need thee.
I wouldn't wait any longer. I just
mm-hmm.
wouldn't do it.
Thank you.
I would take full advantage of the opportunity that I have to tell the Lord I need him.
Mm-hmm.
This time, Rev, is winding up so fast. Time is winding up
mm-hmm.
so fast, oh man. Every day and every hour we find killings, murders. You know, right here in the city of Chicago, I have a young man that used to cut my hair, and I left
mm-hmm.
it. Went to another barber. And I was sitting looking at the news just the other day. Some say it was a girl, a lady that did it. Some say they just don't know who did it, but 8 people got shot in the house. They left asleep.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
those 2 survived for a moment. Then yesterday I heard on the news that the other one had passed, which means a 2-year-old baby was the only one that didn't get shot. My ex barber called me and told me he got shot 3 times in the head. He says that he, 1, grazed him in the head, and 2, left holes in his head. And he said to me, he said, D-man, he said, the doctor told me that I'm only here by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him at that time, I said, I'm not going to beat you up right now. I said, but you know how I feel about that. You already know my stance when it comes to the Lord Almighty. I said, I'm not going to beat you up right now, but you know I'm going to talk to you later. I said all that to say this. I told that brother, God kept you here for a reason.
Yeah.
Everything in the house, there was 8 people in the house and a 2-year-old child. The 2-year-old child was the only one that didn't get shot, and 7 of them has passed, gone on home. I said, God kept you here for a reason. And that just, I'm saying that, brothers and sisters, just to show you how the Bible says that this world become wise and wicked. We have became so wise and so wicked right now, it's ridiculous. We're doing everything, instead of chasing June bugs in the summer sun. And this is what's happening in this world today, right now. This is what's happening right now. And we're knowing that how wicked this world has become, why would you take that chance? Any longer. I wouldn't wait another day. I just wouldn't wait another day. I would surrender to the Lord. While the blood is truly running warm in my vein, I really would. I wouldn't wait.
Amen.
I just wouldn't do it, Rev. I just couldn't do it.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Yes, sir. Yes. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus. In the name of
Jesus.
Surely God and
blessed
today.
Yes, he has.
Holy Spirit has spoken. You know, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit because he know what to do and how to do it. You know,
yes,
and I find out that
thank you, Lord.
Even when we think we got it all planned it out, God can reverse some things.
Come on.
Yes,
come on now.
You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
Blind Bartimaeus. On the way, blind Bartimaeus knows that he was a healer because he heard the noise. He heard the noise. He was in the right place. So I'm going to say this here. We must be where God can bless us. He want to bless us. Somebody said, well, you got to get up and get around somebody. You got to get up and be around somebody that knows the man. You know, that knows the man. See, at this time, Jesus walked physically with them. They can see him walking. Now God is using people. He's using people to allow the Holy Spirit to help in the ministry. Oh, I know we're running by. That's why we see it here. Blind Bob's at the right place. He at the right place. He a lot of noise.
Right.
He couldn't see nothing.
Right.
But he heard a lot of noise.
He heard
something.
He heard.
he couldn't see nothing. He ain't like us.
Nothing.
We see it and turn our eyes from it.
Yeah.
We see it and turn our eyes from it. But Blind Bob's wanted to see.
He wanted to see.
God did what? He helped him. He helped him. Faith moved God. So he stepped and helped the man again. He helped him along the way. Jesus really
thank
moved him
Lord.
Too because he's getting closer and closer to his resurrection. So he was healed blessing while going on to the cross, going to Calvary. He's indeed a blessing. That's why the Bible said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him.
Call on him.
Why he is near. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
So like my brothers were saying, we got that choice. We don't, God don't force himself on you. He's not.
Mm-mm.
He's not going to force himself on you. But ain't nobody going to say that we ain't trying to open up the doors. The one going to be able to say, yeah, that we didn't make a place for someone to say, can I talk about him? Can I ask who he is? And I want to ask that scripture you read a while ago. Now I want to see it for myself. I tell you, don't be a castaway. If you want to be a castaway, loose them garments. Like that, like what happened to our brother. He had to loose them garments, and God loosed them. So he could do it. Follow the Lord. Follow them all the way. The beautiful lesson, man. Good lesson. Thank you, Mark. Thank Brother D. And, you know, we try to do this thing richly, man. We try to do this thing day by day.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what hour. And we never know what people have in store for, what God has in store for you. But we do know he constantly is the same. He meets you physical, mental. Remember, I told you all a while ago, physical, mental, emotional. But God does it all with the spirit. He covers it.
Yeah.
He covers. He covers.
Mm-hmm.
We all was sounding pretty good a while ago. You know, talking about, because you got happy thinking about the goodness of the Lord. You don't even get happy because you had some kind of relationship with him. You don't get happy like that unless you don't have no relationship with you. It's easy. Don't be affected by the word of God because you don't have a relationship with him. Just read this word now. Make man want to say thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Just reading your word.
Yes, Lord.
What he can do. Not what house you think he got you. What job you think he got you. That's the true soul. That sounds good. But he wants your soul. And he can't die for every man's soul. So we always say this in the love. Come to Jesus while you can. Blood is still running warm. If everything's all right, we just ask you to keep us in prayer. As we pray for one another, lift us up lift y'all up, because we need it too as well. Don't let nobody fool you. If you're in this ministry, you're gonna need prayer. If you knew what's in the mind and the heart of the Thanksgiving while ago, you'd know, man. They still can lift God up and thank God. They got adversity and trials going on. Yes, because they know God.
Yes, sir.
They know him able.
Yes, he is.
As able. You get out the way and watch the salvation of the Lord. Watch this. I might be totally wrong. We got to win a man. That's what Brother D said. He gives us that we do this Monday through Friday, man, even the morning and the evening. Then we just keep pressing on.
You know something real? I done brought up my tongue all week. I done brought up my tongue all last week. And the Lord keep putting it, everything that must need to be said.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell my sisters and brothers, you know, this current world we live in, we call Earth,
You know, a man will pick up, he'll do some things for a while, and if he's not getting support in doing it, he'll leave that business and he'll go into another business. You'll see men on this earth sometime start 4, 5, 6 different ventures before he find one that's supportive. They said, "Bro D, where you going? Where you going, Brady? What you mean?" He tried selling snowballs. He didn't get the support, so he stopped. He went to selling cotton candy. He didn't get the support, so he stopped. He went on down the road somewhere, and he started him a Playboy bunny house, and he got all kind of support, so he stayed there. Bro D, what do you mean? You confusing me. Well, look at this here. We got Reverend Henry. We got my brother on here. Comes on here every morning, 5 days a week, to declare the word of God to man. But yet, the time of asking, is there anyone that won't pray or just want to tell God you love him? No one hits the one button. Now, I know we get text messages from some people that says, read this for me. I want them to understand that it's good that I pray for you. Rep, it's good that you pray for me, but God want to hear from you. God wants the world to know that you are letting the world know that you're not ashamed of him. And I know he do it because he said, if you're ashamed to own me, down it before man. I'm sorry, bro. I just got to say it. He said, if you're ashamed to own me, down here before man, he said, I'll be ashamed to own you before my father.
All right.
Now, I'm trying to get you to see, sisters and brothers, that they come on here and they declare the word of God to man. If you don't believe what they're saying, get your Bible. If find the mistake, you can follow them word for word. Now, in that saying, they shouldn't have to beg, and you should have to hear Brother D every day, Reverend Jordan every day, bowing. You just should have to do it. That should be someone else that come on this line and say, I want to know the man for myself. You all are praising and preaching God's word. I want to get to know God for myself. Ramirez should have to come on here every day and just preach to his losing bones. And only get support from Brother D or Reverend Henry. Now I know this is gonna hurt someone's feelings, but at this point in time I just don't care. I love you enough. You know what I'm saying, Rip? I love you enough not to care about your feelings right now.
I just
got to tell you the truth. It should never be a time where they got to ask someone to come on. And all you hear, Brother D, Reverend Henry,
my God,
Brother D, and Reverend Eric, saying how good God has been to them.
My God,
because I promise you, Reverend Eric, I'm just dumb enough to believe that God been better to somebody else outside of me than they did to themselves.
I'm just dumb enough to believe that.
I believe God to save someone else. I believe God to set someone else free from sin somewhere.
Right.
I believe someone else was going off the cliff and God saved them somewhere.
All right.
I'm just dumb enough to believe that. So I'm saying this because don't be ashamed of God. Because he's no sure of his word. He can't go back on his word. He got the whole truth to his word. See, because if he didn't, Bro Eric, he wouldn't be gone.
All right.
You know, I'm dumb enough to believe that when he said his word is true and that every man be a lie, he got the whole truth to his word. So not knowing he got the whole truth to his word, if you shame to own him. How did four man? Oh, he's not going to like it. It's going to hurt him. But he must do it. Depart from me, for your work was of iniquity. I'm out of here, Brad. I done hurt enough feelings. I'm out.
the name of Jesus. Lord God, they're too good to us to sit out on it. He's too good to us to sit out on it. Too good,
my Lord.
God, bless him too much to sit out on it. Ooh,
yes, he does.
My Lord, my Lord. God is too good to us.
Sometimes we wonder why, like you said, brother, we wonder why. I won't lie, I wonder why too. But then a lot of times I know that this sometimes it's gonna be what it is, man. You know, until God come on, you know. It won't be because we ain't trying to move people hard.
Thank you.
Until somebody stays good. It won't be because of that. It might be just, hey, watch this, brother. It might be because they tired of listening to us. I don't think that's because they wouldn't come on. They wouldn't come on like they do. Yeah. Yeah, we get a little this and that. We just have to keep it in prayer, you know. I agree with Brother D. Ought to be somebody new. But I do know one thing. All that we can do is put it out there. Put it out there. It's up to man to receive it. Yeah.
Let the life lie.
Yeah, it's right there.
God is set free. God has set someone else free. God will heal someone's mother, someone's father. God will save someone's child. I'm their brother. Brother Eric. God can touch someone else. Someone on his phone has been blessed. Someone listening to us has been blessed and too ashamed to tell it. And how do you be ashamed of
that? I don't know. This might be a bad way to do it, you know. But ever since we've been really having this ministry, that everybody that went to the mold that I'm just listening. Well, why is that? Can you answer that, Brother D? Reverend? What is it, Reverend? What do you think you're going to put there?
When God is doing a work. Thank you, Jesus. When God wants to grow a soul, when He wants, you know, many love the hallelujah time, but when you start talking about the cup of suffering, when you start talking about the wages of sin is death, when you start talking about God is going to hold accountable of the things that you do, it makes people turn aside and, oh, listen, hallelujah. Jesus oftentimes when he spoke, they never heard a man speak like that before, and left them in awe and in wonderment, and they closed the mouth that was speaking. I pray that's what's happening. I pray that no one's using that as an excuse to lay down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, I heard a songwriter say, King Jesus, he's listening all night long. I know he's listening all night long. And he truly is listening. Hey, Jesus truly listening. And you're not speaking. He's listening. You know, I say repeatedly, sometimes it hurts to hear the truth. But being a man of God, being a man that truly fear God and love God, as much as I profess that I do, I have to tell man the truth. God wants to hear from you. I don't care how Reverend Eric pray for you. I don't care how Reverend Henry pray for you. I don't care how Brother D pray for you.
I don't care what words we speak. God want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And there's just no, it's only one way to put it. If God not hearing from you, mm-hmm. you are telling God, contrary to what you might believe, if God not, see, when you speak to man about God, he's listening. So if God is not hearing, then you are telling God you're ashamed of him.
Mm-hmm.
I love God, but you won't tell no man that.
Mm-hmm.
I make it even clear, you won't tell no woman that. You won't tell no lady that. You won't tell the boys that. You won't tell the girls that. You won't say nothing about God except in the confinement of your home.
Lord.
Or in the confinement of yourself. You won't get in front of no one. I stand on Mount Rushmore and tell the world. I heard a young man said one day in the county jail, he says, if you put a 45 to my head, because I confess Christ. He said, all you do is offer me a free ticket to go home and see my daddy.
Yes,
and that's what I'm trying to get you all to understand. If you are not willing to stand up and tell the world that you know the man for yourself, you're telling God you're ashamed of him. Mm-hmm. Is that, my sister, mm-hmm. brother, just the truth? It's just the truth.
Mm.
As for me, in my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord. I'm going to
serve the Lord.
The message we've been doing, calling ourselves been doing, it's kingdom building.
It's kingdom building.
It's building the kingdom. It's brick by brick. You know what I'm talking about? And knowing this here, we're not coming with another foundation. It's still
mm-mm.
built by the man who walked this earth.
Man.
Who took mm-hmm. all our sins. Took it to Calvary. I don't care how hard we do it. He went in there on a Friday, stayed there all Saturday, and got up on mm-hmm. Sunday morning all about. We believe that. And we just try to tell you to get on board and stay on board.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They can't say, one thing no man can say, they can't say, well, I don't believe in what I believe in what they're saying, but I don't believe in them because, man, all they talk about is money. Every time they come on, before they go off, they trying to raise some money. No, he doing that to get me wrong. In fact, it's costing them money to do it.
Yeah.
We're not giving up a dime. I have no problem. I would love to help pay for the ministry. I haven't given a dime. Bro Dog does the same thing on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't given Bro Dog a dime in 2 years. But yet he gives me that time to discuss God's word with man. So we can't hold. We can't use that. We got to find another excuse. Yeah, we got to find another excuse. We said the preacher ride good. We say driving cab. Well, we never seen Rum Hero or Brave, so we don't know what they're driving. They might be having bus pass all we know. But we do know they come over here and declare the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just speaking the truth. Yeah, I can't lie. The Bible, he said, a lie you cannot tell in his sight. Yeah, I want to be in God's sight. I'm so glad I'm in his arms right now, Rhea. I want to be in his sight one day, but I'm in his arms right now. See, I'm resting in his bosom right now. I'm going to be able to see him face to face one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm resting right now. But he said, a lie you can't tell it. So I want to tell it. So I can't lie. I got to tell you the truth, sister, brothers. You're showing God you're ashamed of him. It's just the truth. There's no way, as long as the ministry of God's plan has been going, that you can only hear from Reverend Henry or Eric or Brother D. It just should not be possible. Because I believe in my dumbness, the dumbest I am, I truly know No problem.
It's just not. It's just not me.
Okay.
You just can't tell me we the only somebody God to save. You just can't do it. You just can't. You can't make Reverend Heron believe that he was the only one going down that dark road by himself.
Mm-hmm.
God turned him around. You can't make Reverend Eric believe that his mother is the only one that ever said, "I prayed for that." You just can't make Reverend believe that. Mm-hmm. It came out of New Soul. You just can't make him believe it. You can't make Brother D believe for nothing in the world that if my mother had seen me out there doing the things I was doing, she'd have been so embarrassed of me. Because she knew she didn't raise me that way. It's time out for playing, sister and brother. That's all I'm saying. It's time out for playing. This thing is real because God is real.
That's awesome.
And God is blessing. Yes, I'm done, Rip. I'm done.
God bless it, man. We have accomplished the kingdom building ministry today. I don't think we can say it anymore, man. You know. What we can say, if it be God's will, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
Doing the same thing.
Yes.
If it be His will.
Yes.
Doing the same thing. Expressing His love.
Amen.
And we ask you to come on out if you can, you know. One of those days we might move the time.
Yes.
Uh-oh. What are you talking about?
Uh-oh,
what are you talking about? Brother Demo, one of these days we might move the time in the evening. Not interfering on Tuesday evening and Monday time, but just, you know, talking about move the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, maybe it might be too early. They can't talk, brother.
Never had any coffee yet.
Let me leave alone, man, because you have some very, very, very faithful people that come out and listen to it every day. They very. You hear me? I see them that be on here and stay all the way through. They're faithful. So what God has for them, at least they are coming out and listening, though. We're just going to count it all joy. Only God can do the moving. We just put it out there, you know.
Yes.
He does the increase. So we just thank God for this beautiful service today. Thank Reverend and this made another word. Thank Brother D. Always happened. Thanking Sister.
Yes, sir.
Thank Martha for her encouraging word. And thank for the ones who were wrong. Didn't say nothing verbally out, but they hear with prayer and listening.
Mm-hmm.
We thank y'all too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how. Thanking you for your sweet, amazing grace. Thank you for how you took each one of us this morning and you allow us to be here today to hear your word.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hear it, Lord. You encouraged us to trust in you no matter what it is.
Lord.
Be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Like brother,
thank you, Lord.
Blind Martin, he was persistent, Lord. So we want to say this here. That's why we do it Monday through Friday and probably Sunday too as well. But Lord, we just ask you to bless everyone by the sound of my voice, Lord. And I ask you, you bless, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit move spiritually over all the matters,
yes, Lord.
Cover us. Strengthen us, Lord. Because there are some things we don't know, but there are some things we do know.
Mm-hmm.
We know
Lord.
You know all things. So, Lord, bless your children today. Bless them today, Lord. Bless Reverend.
Yes, Lord.
Bless Brother D.
Yes, please, Father.
Bless
Lord.
Father. Bless all the listeners on the phone. Give strength there. And we ask you in this day, Lord, let your spirit to always be with us. Cover us, Lord. Never leave us to ourselves, Lord. We believe when praises go up, blessings come down. So we want to be in agreement of healing. We know you're a healer, Lord. Heal your people today, Lord.
Yes.
Open our eyes and see you a little better. And walk
yes,
in your
Lord.
Glory, Lord. So thank you. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, if we look around, and we're going to get close to heaven. And as we get close, Lord, keep us there. Keep us looking up to you. We want to worship you today. In song,
yes, Lord.
Worship you in our walk. And just have us today. Always keep you in mind. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus'
thank
name
you,
we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Great. I'm going to go to the five heartbeats on y'all. This one. Y'all remember this one?
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel like going on. That's the Lord, man. That's the Lord.
Yeah.
I
am
here.
Thank you, Lord.
They come,
they
may
come. Yes, they do.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.